Keep for Monday, September 6, 2021.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And today's first big story is something that happened over the past weekend. The World Championship is now set.
That's right. The final four players earned their invites to the World Championship in the MPL and Rivals Gauntlet this
past
weekend.
What a tournament it was.
It really was.
Very exciting.
So congratulations to Yoshihiko Ikawa, Rei Sato, Jean-Emmanuel Duprat, and Jan Merkel.
Yay, congrats.
For taking home those invites. It was really cool because in the MPL gauntlet, Ikawa Sato and their other teammate Riku Kumagai almost swept it.
It was very, very close to that Japanese testing team.
Taking all of the slots. Jean-Emmanuel Duprat snatched one from Riku at the last possible moment.
It was unbelievable.
You could say it's unfair because Riku had to play Rei Sato.
Yes.
And so it's just if they hadn't had to play, there's a chance it could have just been
all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was wonderful to see such hard work pay off. They brought a Jeskai Mutate list. And
it was,
in fact,
very cool.
The rest of the top eight, both through the MPL and the Rivals Gauntlet, was very diverse.
Yeah, it was really cool. Over in the Rivals Gauntlet, Jan Merkel took the single world's invite over there.
Yes.
He had to defeat none other than Kai Buda.
Wow.
In the top eight, in the lower
bracket.
In
the lower finals, yeah.
Which is, it was an Is It Control mirror.
Wild.
Which is absolutely wild. Yeah, so he was obviously on Is It Control.
Yeah.
Which we saw, rise to the top at the Challenger Gauntlet a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so super cool tournament, great games, a really diverse meta game for a standard that not many people like. It was certainly really exciting. Yeah. So go back and check it out if you missed it. And the World Championship, like I said, is now set. So put that on your calendar for October 8th through the 10th. And there's draft at it, everybody.
Very exciting. Next up, Midnight Hunt previews kicked off on Thursday with a preview stream.
I just threw some leaves just so everyone could get the flavor of it. I loved this preview stream, by the way.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was really fun.
And we got to see some really cool stuff that's coming up. For mechanics, we know that Flashback is returning.
Yes, baby.
Everybody's favorite. One of the favorites out there.
A card with Flashback from the set, Croaking Counterpart, 1BG for a sorcery. Create a token that's a copy of target non-frog creature, except it's a 1/1 green frog.
Great.
Flashback, 3GB.
Frog Counterpart. The art on this is also delightful.
Art. A+.
It's very, very good. Then there's, so Day and Night, or the Flippy Werewolves are
Flippy
coming
werewolves,
back.
Flippy Werewolves, yep.
But instead of just being each card having their own individual thing, there's now Day and Night, and creatures are Daybound and Nightbound.
Yes, really cool.
So they're doing this so that all of them are in sync. They were it's kind of weird. Sometimes you can have some werewolves that are on their day side and some werewolves are on their night side. And you're
wait
a second. Right? Shouldn't they all be transforming at the same time? Now they will. It's either day or night. If it's night and a creature is nightbound, it'll come in on that side. If it's daytime, then they'll all turn over to their daybound side. You get the idea.
Here's a card with night and daybound, Kessig Naturalist. It's a little 2/2 for a red green mana. Whenever Kessig Naturalist attacks, add red or green. You don't lose this mana as steps and phases end. That's the daybound side. The nightbound side is a 3/3. Other wolves and werewolves you control get +1/+1, and then it has the same text as the daybound side. So just better.
Yeah.
Werewolf, being a werewolf is just strictly better than being a human in this universe.
I mean, you get some stat boosts, but people don't like you much.
The next one we're going to talk about is Disturb.
Yes. So this is another way to transform cards. Flippy. You can transform them if they've died.
Okay.
You cast them for their disturb cost from your graveyard.
Okay.
On their backside. So one example is Beloved Beggar, 1W for an 0/4. That's all on its front
side.
It's just an 0/4 for 1W, but it has disturb 4WW. You may cast this card from your graveyard transformed for its disturb cost, and it transforms into Generous Soul. This is a creature spirit. It's a 4/4 with flying and vigilance. If it would be put into a graveyard from anywhere, exile it instead.
Ooh, that's really good.
So you can only ever write disturb it once.
Right, exactly.
You're poke the ghost, wake it up, disturb the ghost.
I get it.
It wakes up and does its thing, and then it's like, okay, now I drift off into the forever, forever.
I see. So you turn a crappy card into a good one in this case.
Wow.
Better as a ghost, once again.
Wow.
Better on the creepier
version.
Isn't that
saying something?
It sure is. Next up is Coven.
Yes. So this gives you a benefit for controlling three creatures or more with different powers.
Interesting. I wonder how hard this will be to put together.
Yeah, obviously very much favors creature-based strategies.
Yep.
Could also then be good in limited, where it tends to be a little bit more creature-based.
Sure.
So here's an example. Candlelit Cavalry, 4 and a green for a 5/5 human knight. Coven, at the beginning of combat on your turn, if you control 3 or more creatures with different powers, Candlelit Cavalry gains trample until end of turn.
All right. Well, you definitely want Coven if you've got this card in your deck. I'm interested to see how we can kind of mess with Coven and try and achieve that in draft or something.
Yeah. Maybe using some pump spells.
Counters. Yeah. Interesting.
And then there's Decayed. So this has something to do with all like zombies coming back.
Makes sense.
Yes. Jadar, Ghoulcaller of Nephalia, 1 and a black for a legendary creature, human wizard, 1/1.
Okay.
At the beginning of your end step, if you control no creatures with Decayed, create a 2/2 black zombie creature token with Decayed. It can't block. When it attacks, sacrifice it at end of combat.
Oh, so it's like a one-time use zombie.
It's because it's so decayed. It's so decayed, it can only do one thing. It attacks once and then it just falls apart.
All my limbs are on the ground.
Exactly.
I lost my last toe.
Yeah. Exactly. I am no more.
So previews are ongoing. You can check out Daily MTG for a list of when and where you can find your favorite content creators previewing their cards.
Yes. We also know a little bit more. We know that Teferi is here because he likes time stuff.
Oh, Teferi, why?
And we know that the other two planeswalkers are Arlen and Renan Sevent.
Yep.
And then we've seen some of the showcase styles. So there's the showcase Equinox cards for werewolves and warlocks that have a really cool frame and alternate art.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the frame is really incredible.
Get out of here.
And then all other legendary creatures that aren't werewolves or warlocks have the horror movie-inspired Eternal Night showcase art.
In love!
Yes, which we've also seen on the lands.
It's just, it's black and white. It's just gorgeous.
It's very, and red all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. And there's new Magic Story out, which is up on Daily MTG.
Yes, and speaking of preview cards, Good Luck High Five's got an exclusive preview card for you right now.
That's right. 1 and a blue, Spectral Adversary.
Ooh.
Because they know how much I love spirits.
Yeah. They love to give us cards that you will specifically hate, Megan.
Yes, they really do. Creature Spirit, 2/1, Flash. Flying.
Okay.
Classic, you know, spirit stuff going on.
I'm in for it so far.
When Spectral Adversary enters the battlefield, you may pay 1 blue any number of times.
Okay.
When you pay this cost 1 or more times, put that many +1/+1 counters on Spectral Adversary, then up to that many other target artifacts, creatures, and or enchantments phase out.
Wow.
Spooky.
What an interesting card. So this is, I'm not going to say completing. This is part of the cycle of paying a certain number of times to get counters and
it's
add
kind
a benefit.
Of like multi-kicker.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's cool. So it gets the counters and then you can phase things out.
Ooh, you know who likes to phase things out?
Teferi. Interesting.
Wow, this card's really cool. This is a mythic.
Yeah.
And we have both the normal and the extended art, which is just gorgeous.
Yeah, super cool. It's carrying its little lantern.
Oh, I love the Spectral Adversary. So is this the pet that I currently have on Arena for buying the bundle?
I don't know. I think maybe so.
You know what? I think it is.
It might be.
I think
it's a little spooky ghost face.
Wow, my haunted son is our preview card.
My haunted son.
I love that pet, by the way. It's like,
oh, man, it's
I think
so
it's my
creepy.
Favorite.
It's weird.
Thank you to Wizards for the free preview content.
Yes.
What a cool card.
Wrapping up, there's just a little bit of Arena news. Bug fixing after the update continues.
Yep.
Midnight Hunt pre-orders are live now with the Arlen Pack Bundle and the Ren Play Bundle. The Tinkerer's Cube is here until the 16th. And then, of course, the Historic Arena Open is coming up this weekend.
Very excited for that. And by the way, don't forget to put in the code PARCELMIRROR, no spaces, into the arena store for 2,000 gold, 2,000 XP, 3 rare or mythic individual card rewards, and 2 random cosmetics.
I got Yorn God of Winter, so
pretty sweet. Yeah, it's an apology for kind of all of the bugs and stuff that have been going on because of the back-end swap over. So be sure to put that in and get your free stuff, everybody.
I'll take it.
And then coming up this Sunday, if you want a preview of a preview of a preview of Midnight Hunt, Loading Ready Run's pre-release is back, and they're going to be playing in person for the first time in like forever.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm so,
so
excited.
Exciting.
If you want like kind of a leg up on your pre-release, check out their pre-release. It's going to be on 11 a.m. Pacific on Sunday on twitch.tv/loadingreadyrun.
And it's such a good time.
We love it.
All right. Well, that's all of the news for this week.
Yeah, if you want to support us, you can check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/glhfmagic or listen to our full-length podcast called Good Luck High Five anywhere you get your podcasts.